Hispanics make up the majority in three counties in southwest Kansas. Add up all the elected positions on the Dodge City, Garden City, and Liberal City commissions, and the Seward, Finney, and Ford County commissions, 28 in all. White people hold all but one seat. Corinne Boyer of the Kansas News Service reports on why the Hispanic majority doesn't run local government there, and the fledgling efforts to make some inroads.
Tim Cruz recalls growing up the son of an American-born mother and a Mexican-born father, and his aunts and uncles not being let into the Garden City swimming pool. Today, he holds a rare position, a Hispanic man on the local school board. Cruz was on the Garden City Commission and served as mayor, but few Hispanic candidates have ever held similar spots on the Finney County or Garden City Commissions.
There's a lot of hard work in running a campaign, putting out signs, asking for money, for donations to campaign while you're running for that office.
Hispanics now outnumber whites in southwest Kansas, but that's a recent change. Efforts to translate that into putting more Latinos in office are just getting off the ground.
If the group could come back into the room and back to our seats.
The League of United Latin American Citizens meets in local chapters across the state. Johnny Dunlap, chair of the Ford County Democrats, attended the most recent state meeting with some optimism.
In 2014, which was the last midterm election, the turnout for Hispanic voters was 12.95%. But then in 2018, that tripled to just shy of 36%.
A Pew Research study found that almost 5 million more Latinos voted in 2018 than in the previous congressional midterms. In Kansas, 11,000 more Hispanics voted than 4 years earlier. So why are Hispanics all but missing from local government? John Mendoza is a past state director for the League of United Latin American Citizens. He sees cultural factors,
which includes understanding our religion and our fear of authorities that we've had to grow up with. I'm a first generation American. My parents were always afraid that of the person knocking at the door, that it could be someone from immigration ready to take them or us away.
Fort Hays State University political science professor Christopher Olds says Latino voters don't reflexively choose Latino candidates.
Well, perhaps if Latino candidates were running, you would think that in these small communities where there's a significant Latino population now, more Latinos would be elected. But it's not necessarily the case.
Old says generations of racism and segregation still discourage civic participation.
Well, I do know in general, Latinos that feel alienated from the political system through measures like that are less likely to participate because there is a feeling that their voice isn't necessarily going to be represented.
Latino immigrants migrated to southwest Kansas during the Mexican Revolution and to the area's meatpacking plants generations later. Doreen Vargas of La Raza Community Services in Dodge City says those grueling jobs don't leave much spare time or energy for politics.
We have a lot of people that qualify, but they're just not interested. A lot of them work at the plant and they're so tired.
Bill Clifford chairs the Ford County Republican Party, and he's looking to draw in new voters and new candidates.
I think we've failed as a party to bring many immigrant groups, for instance, into our party. These are hardworking people. They certainly deserve representation.
A shift in leadership demographics could take some time. With local elections being held this year and with the June 1st filing deadline looming, local parties and nonprofits hope Hispanic candidates will file. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Corinne Boyer in Garden City.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.